So basically, it's 3 o'clock right now. So let's take a break. Let me answer these questions. We'll pray the Usher prayer, and we'll come back, and then we'll continue. So if you need to make wudu, you can go make wudu. Let me just read through these questions. Okay, the time between Ramadan and Hajj, is it permissible for a person to perform Umrah if he/she has the intention of performing Umrah only, like performing Umrah today? So the answer is yes. It's permissible to perform Umrah. The only times when it's makruh to perform Umrah is actually during the days of Hajj themselves. So when you talk about the 5 days of Hajj, it's in those 5 days that it's makruh to perform Umrah. Otherwise, if you happen to be going, even in these days, you can go ahead and perform the Umrah. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you're somebody who hasn't done the Hajj yet, this is not a time to perform Umrah. Alright, and also it's very difficult to get a visa at this time as well, because they know that all the Hajjis are starting to arrive. Okay, can you clarify the point about giving sadaqah at every junction? What I mean by every junction is every major milestone. Like, you know, when you're going to visit the Prophet's masjid, give sadaqah. When you're headed to the masjid in order to perform the Umrah, give sadaqah. When you're headed to the masjid in order to perform the Hajj, give sadaqah. Or when you're heading out for the Hajj, give sadaqah, etc. And I'll make these more clear as we move along, inshallah. Can men put on 2 sheets to cover the bottom, like a thin light cloth beneath the heavy cloth? Yes, as long as they're not stitched and they're not in the shape of the body. Okay? So yes, you can put on an extra cloth if you would like. Okay, is it recommended for women to take shower at the masjid when coming from Medina? Or is it okay to take a shower at the hotel in Medina? Yeah, if you're more comfortable, it's probably, and for the sisters in particular, you should just go ahead and take your shower at the hotel before you leave from Medina. And inshallah, with the niyyah of the cleanliness for the ihram, you'll get the same reward, inshallah. Yes. We'll talk about animal sacrifice when we get there. You're way ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, some questions about fragrance and questions about scent and questions about sandals. I'm going to talk about these in the next lecture. Okay, thank you. Okay, it is hard to wash feet in an airplane for wudu. So what do we do? Well, masa and cloth. Actually, I want to delay this question because I want to talk about that in detail. Birth control pill, I answered. Okay, so go ahead and pray the Usher prayer, and after the Usher prayer, we'll continue.